Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello again, Ian. Nice to see you.
You as well. And last week, we talked about a challenge involving the Palme d'Or.
Yes, I said start with the name, Palme d'Or. Change one letter to an E, and rearrange the result to spell the two-word name of a type of tree. What is it?
Well, if you drop the O in door and replace it with an E, you can rearrange all of those letters to make a red maple.
Voila. All right, Ian, according to Google, the birthday of its eponymous search engine is September 27th, 1998. To celebrate its 15th birthday, I've brought a quiz about the images, videos, and interactive games that replace the search engine's usual logo on special occasions, the Google Doodles.
They've never done one about us yet, that we know
they
of.
They really haven't, have they? All right, first up. On January 28, 2008, the Doodle rendered the Google logo in tiny plastic bricks to commemorate the 50th anniversary of what popular children's toy?
Legos.
Legos is right. And there was a little yellow-faced Lego person waving from the top of the G on the logo. It was all very cute. The first interactive Doodle appeared on May 21st, 2010. The Doodle was a version of what classic 1980s video game whose maze had been redesigned to include the letters of Google across the center?
I will guess that that was Pac-Man.
It is. And they put up a permanent site for that Doodle because it was so popular. And instead of the I'm feeling lucky button that is usually there, they changed it to say insert coin. And that's how you start playing.
I like that.
On June 15th, 2011, the Doodle updated in real time by slowly blacking out and then unblacking out the second O in the logo, showing the progress of what astronomical event taking place that day.
That was the eclipse, and I bet you more people watched the Doodle than watched the eclipse.
And contrary to popular belief, you did not have to have special glasses to watch the Google Doodle that day. To celebrate Albert Einstein's 124th birthday on March 13th, 2003, the Doodle transformed the first O in Google into Einstein's head and added what after the E?
Equals MC squared.
That's right. They added equals MC squared, which is, of course, Einstein's famous relativity formula. And a little known fact, the MCs in that formula that are being squared are MC Escher and MC Hammer.
Who knew? All right, so MC Escher times MC Hammer, and what do you get?
You can touch this from 15 different angles depending on which way you're holding the paper.
And I was going to say parachute pants you never get out of.
And finally, the July 8th, 2013 Doodle was a point-and-click adventure game about an alien that crashes to Earth. It commemorated the 66th anniversary of a famous incident that took place in what New Mexico town?
That was Roswell.
Yes, that is correct. And a bonus fact about Roswell, one of my favorite episodes of the show Futurama won an Emmy for an episode titled Roswell That Ends Well. Well, despite the fact that he's been doodling this entire time, Ian still managed to get 5 out of 5 right again this week. What's your favorite Google Doodle? How many levels can you complete in Pac-Man? Write to us and let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or just Google any questions. Check out this week's show or some extra credit questions or even this week's challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase search engine. Drop one letter, then rearrange the rest to spell a 6-letter word and a 5-letter word that each name a part of a laptop computer. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Google is puzzles. It's worth it. Any Questions is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we will be back in these same seats this time next week.
Waka waka waka. See you then.